Danny C's Rude Awakening. Wake up with Radio 1.
We've got Ali on the line from the NCNS. Thank you very much for joining us on the phone.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I think the first question is, NCNS, what does that stand for?
That's for National Center of Meteorology and Seismology, which is located in Abu Dhabi. It's basically for weather detecting and also for detecting the earthquakes.
And earthquakes?
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
For people that don't know, and plain and simply, what is cloud seeding?
Actually, it's a new science. The cloud seeding is just to enhance the water or increasing the water inside the cloud. So, and the results are going to increase the underground water. Everybody knows that in the Middle East, we got a lack of water. We don't have a lot of water. So this is the perfect, method. And we are not working for ourselves now. Now we are working for our generation.
Okay, so you're creating underground stores of water for the future?
Yeah, for reservoirs.
Yes, that's right.
What exactly is cloud seeding? What do you do?
When there's a formation of the towering cloud,
yes,
we are spreading special kinds of salt underneath or in the base of the cloud. With the movement of the air, the water vapor that's not condensed as well, condense in these particles of the salt.
Okay.
And and we will get small droplets of water. These droplets became bigger and bigger. The air will not be able to hold them and they will fill down.
As rain.
That's
okay.
Right.
I need to warn you straight away, Ali, that you're talking to somebody who failed science, okay? So I am terrible at this, all right?
Okay.
But what you've said, basically, is you go up in an aeroplane, you fire salt flares into the cloud, and then the moisture clings to the salt particles, and eventually they get too heavy and they create rain.
That's right.
You can't just decide when you want to go and make it rain. For example, my neighbour keeps spraying my car with his hose pipe. If I asked you to go and make it rain on his car after he'd washed it the day after...
No.
You couldn't do that, could you?
It's impossible.
Ali, how are we doing so far? Are we good? Are we on track?
Yeah. Because of the cloud seeding project in NCMS, now we got more than 3 or 4 dams with half of them of water.
Wow.
Also, because of the research that came from the cloud seeding, we were able to give them studies or researches to relocate or reorganize the dams in the United States.
Okay,
we have the parts.
By mapping the clouds and knowing where they're going to form, then you can find out where you're going to put your dams.
That's right. Today, we got a chance to start from the western side of United Arab Emirates, and we expect it to spread some parts. Well, I cannot say exactly where it will be, but we'll start from the west and then we'll go straight to the east.
So if we get our newsreader on the show to say that it's going to rain, we can be 100% sure that it's going to rain.
But it's going to rain, but I'm not sure if it's going to rain in your place or not.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed for rain later today. You heard it first on this show.
Woo!
Ali is going to go and make it rain for us.
Yay,
okay?
Ali!
Also,
and how often do you actually do this?
I'll tell you something. Most of our operation in summer, because on the eastern side we have a mountain and fresh air come from the east. It hit these clouds and let it to form towering clouds, especially in summer.
Ah.
The frequency of implementing the cloud seeding operation is in summer.
That's crazy.
But it's most of them in the eastern side of United Arab Emirates.
Most of your work is actually done through the summer. I had no idea.
No.
There was reports earlier on in the newspaper saying that one day in the distant future, the UAE is going to be a lush green haven. Do you think that's possible?
No, this is only wishes from people. But no, nobody knows what will happen after maybe 100 years or 50 years.
You're going to need some bigger planes.
Yeah. That's right.
Ali, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And thank you for cleaning this, because I had no idea what cloud seeding was until speaking to you. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And we are going to be standing outside with our palms to the sky to see whether it's going to rain today. If it doesn't, I'm calling you back up, all right?
We have to. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Danny C's Rude Awakening.